another edition of Stars Radio, your short track auto racing source, a production of the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Well, folks, I'm glad to be back. I missed the last 2 weeks due to some back surgery, but I'm a little more mobile this week, able to get up and come over here and sit by my computer and everything. But I got to give a big shout out to Patrick Reynolds and Jeff Gilder. They kept Stars Radio going while I was down and out. It's going to be a few more weeks before I'm able to get back to work. But every day is a healing process. God has definitely looked over me and made sure that everything was done correctly. And just want to give a big shout out to everybody that's called, text, came by, brought food. I've just had a tremendous outpouring of people who showed up to support this time of my need when I was down and having that back surgery. Glad to be back here doing a great show with us tonight. We got a great guest here. I've been trying to get this guy lined up for a few months here now, and had other things going on. I want to take the opportunity to welcome William Haney to Stars Radio tonight. Welcome to the radio show there, William.
Hey, man. Thanks for the invite, man. I hope you're doing better with your back surgery. Fortunately, I've never had to go through anything like that, but I know it can be a bad problem to have to deal with. I've had some friends and some family members that had to go through some stuff like that, and it was a mess. Well, but yeah, I'm glad to be on the show, man. I'm glad you got in touch with me today. That's awesome.
Well, I appreciate the thoughts there about the back surgery. And William, I've been following your racing for quite a while. You know, I love the racing here, especially in the Southeast. You've made a great name for yourself in the racing world. For our listeners that maybe are not familiar with William Haney, can you kind of bring us up to date a little bit and tell us how you got involved in racing and bring us up to the 2017 season?
Man, I'm racing pretty much all our lives. Started motocross with children and got into the go-karts in late early teens and late teens, mid-20s. Been racing this. Well, he's like, man, we got to get away from these carts and build a race car. So we had sold everything I had and we built a street stock, and it took about a year to get it done. But it was a beast when we got done. It was above what we were doing back in that time in the mid-90s. And it got picked on a little bit, but it won a bunch of races once I settled down and quit running over people with it. And, matter of fact, here right now, we're in the shop, and Freddie Wilson and Glenn Burdick are pulling the other head off. We had a little protest there after the race at the beach, and they wanted to CC one of our heads. And it's pretty much 7 days a week, man. None of us hunt or fish or do anything like that. We're just a bunch of gearheads, you know.
Where all have you raced at there, William?
We've run Southern National, Caraway, Florence, Dillon, Myrtle Beach. That's what I'm talking about. We run some dirt, swamped in Lake U, and just kind of all over the place, man. Just wherever they have a little money race hit, we'll try to show up and see if we can do something with them, you know?
Well, you know, before we came on there, we was talking a little bit about our racing backgrounds, and I was talking about, going to Timmonsville when it was still dirt. Did you ever have an opportunity to race at Somerville when that track was there?
Actually, we won a bunch of races at Somerville also when it was asphalt. I hate that track's closing down now. It was a lot like Dillon in a way. It was a fast little place. But we had
We
won a pile of races up there when Charlie Powell had it.
Did you run street stock class up there, William?
We did, and they would have like 25 in one class, and they had a beginner class, and there'd be 20 in it. I mean, there was full of race cars back then. I mean, it was unreal, you know.
Well, that's one thing I can say for sure. Charlie Powell did have a great car count. He had a great fan count there at Somerville Speedway when it was going on. That was my first duty station was Charleston. So, I got an opportunity to go there and take in a lot of races. And then even once I got stationed in different locations, you know, you always try to come back to one of your home tracks. And, you know, got an opportunity to come back to Timmonsville, the beach, went down to see Charlie down at Somerville a lot. Me and Mr. Powell, you know, there for a few years, we kind of had one of these love-hate relationships. You know, we loved to hate each other for a little bit there. And if anybody's been around Mr. Powell, you know exactly what I'm talking about. These really no hard feelings there, but you know, everybody sooner or later has probably had a disagreement with Charlie Powell.
I tell you the truth, I have never had a disagreement with him. I've had a few disagreements with other track promoters, but it was usually when I was trying to fudge when they could tell me I could slip for an inch, take a mile, but usually it was all self-inflicted and I was playing the victim. But you know how it gets, man. You take this stuff serious and have a lot of money tied up in it. It just, it's part of it, man. You know, I think everybody is going to lose their once in a blue moon. But.
Well, you're right. You know, as far as most racers, there is not a whole lot of black and white. There's a whole lot of gray area. And yeah. That's how you interpret that gray area is what makes the difference a lot of times in getting that checkered flag or not.
Yeah, man, yes. And you get the checkered flag is one thing, but you got to make it through the room of doom. That's another thing, you know, and that can kind of get nerving. But we made it through Saturday night. Everything was good. We got a good Dennis Jordan Motors. We've been running. We hadn't serviced the edge on it in about 4 years, so it's kind of a good thing that everything's going the way it is. But.
You had a great run down there at Myrtle Beach this past Saturday night, and like you mentioned, you got protested, and they wanted to pull one of the heads, and now you can get a fresh valve job put on it and come back and be even faster.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and get both of them looked at. I mean, the driver's side head looked good, but why not go ahead and get both of them checked out at the beginning of the season? You just don't want any breakdowns when you go away from home, or even if you're close to home, because if it breaks down, you can't win. And we never had mechanical issues, man. I got a really good guy that stays on top of that kind of stuff.
Well, I got to ask you, right after I posted today that you was going to be on the show, I got someone send me a message, and they wanted me to ask you a question, get you to tell a story. Something about riding a bicycle in a store. Can you tell me something about a story about riding a bicycle through a store?
Well, actually, the Harley Davidson with 800s on it. I got kind of souped up. It'll fly, man. It's fast, but we were leaving parts house when after my buddy stopped by. His wife has got a new cell phone. She's like, I got a video camera. Do you want a video or something? She's like, yeah. So I cranked it up and just drove in, pulled up the door, and, you know, the door slide open. So I just drove in one door and kind of cruised down through and came out the other door. And, a lot of people got fascinated by it. I just thought it was just it wasn't that exciting, but it got a lot of attention for some reason.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of interesting when I got that message sent to me today to ask you about that story. kind of got my interest up a little bit about what all that was about. You know, you mentioned that you started out in the go-karts and then you moved up through the street stock and now you're running the Charger class, which is a lot like a limited late model in a lot of places that you go and race. Tell us a little bit about the reason for moving up to the Charger class and how do you like it?
Well, we just come across a deal on a used car. I mean, it's got like it's a stock clip car, so it's kind of like, there's a dying breed in that class because they're mixed and, you know, you can run a tube-clip car or whatever. You can basically drop a late model down to that class and add weight. But I'll take the weight break running on these scuffed tires on these 50-lap races over. I don't think there's any advantage to it myself. But it's brought more cars back to that class, so I think it's a good thing all the way around the board. But, I mean, we can weigh 3150 where they have some of them weigh 3250 or 33, and I'll take the weight break, man, you know, and deal with that, you know.
Well, you've been very successful in everywhere you've raced there.
I appreciate it, man. We try hard. I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, your record precedes you of what you've done there at the racetracks. And you mentioned some of the racetracks that you had an opportunity to race at. And if you had to pick a favorite track, I had a big-time sponsor, and this is the only track he wanted me to run, and he let me pick the track, what track would that be there, William?
I don't know. I'm pretty fond of Myrtle Beach, man, because he carries so much speed. But I also like Caraway, the Southern National, and Dillon. So, I mean, it's hard to say. I think this year we're just going to try to go to places we hadn't been and see how we can fare out. I think we won at five different racetracks in the last year or so.
Well, you know, we have a Southeast Limited late model touring division that goes around from time to time to different racetracks and everything. They've already had a couple races here in 2017. Do you plan on trying to run any of their races?
I might do a couple of the challenge races, but they have a lot of what they call Charger-Challenger races around here. I think Dylan has several of them this year. We'll probably do some of those. We can run a bigger carburetor. And we actually went last year and qualified on the pole in the Charger class and the Challenger in the same day. And some things went down and we didn't get to run. We ended up having to load up. Had a nervous breakdown over something that happened in Tech. But it was all cool, man. I'd say it was self-inflicted, too. But first time I ever put one in the back of a trailer without racing. But the Barfields, they got a good thing going over there, man. They got a crazy street stock series. They kind of... And then, I guess, Dwayne Weatherford about 4 or 5 years ago, and it's turned into a big thing. I think they're going to Greenville in the next week or two, Greenville Pickens.
That's right.
But yeah, all these tracks, man, I try to support them all because it's what we do. None of us hunt or fish or, you know, do anything like that. It's just work and race.
You know. This street stock division that you mentioned, you know, we talk about them a good little bit here on the show because we're good friends with quite a few of them racers there. That runs that street stock division, and you're right, what Dwayne and Ron and them guys has done is made a tremendous division out of this. You know, it was a write-off of the old Kimball street stock that Frank Kimball had tried and just couldn't get it to work out. I gotta applaud them two guys for all the hard work they put in to make that's so successful. We got a big race coming up in May up at Bristol Motor Speedway. Does your car fit in any of those classes that's going to be racing up there, William?
They say they're going to have a Charger division. I hadn't looked into the rules on it. I believe that race is in about a month. I'm not above trying to make it, but we got to get a few things back together before we do. I'd love to try it, man. Don't expect us not to be there, you know. We may show up for it.
Right. Well, I believe it's like May 18th and 19th, if I got my schedule right here. Yeah, it's May 19th and 20th is when it is. They do have a practice in April on the 15th and 16th. They do have a practice in April. So it's a fast track. We went there when the street stocks did go there and run a couple years ago, and we had a blast, man. I mean... you know, a lot of guys said you had to have the big 410 motor to go there and run with them, but we went there with a crate motor and found out if you keep it up on the high side and keep the RPMs wound up on it, you could actually run pretty decent. But I think if I was going back again, I'd want a built motor though. That crate motor was okay, but I think you could run top 10 with a crate, but I don't think you could win a race with a crate motor there at Bristol.
Yeah, I'm not sure, man. We got a 602 in, we got a built motor, so we'll probably stick with this built motor. It's a Jordan motor, man, and I tell you what, that thing's a beast, man. It's probably got 50 races on it. We haven't put set of rings or nothing in it. It'll go.
And Jordan builds a great motor. I mean, he's very well known here on the East Coast, so.
I think he does a lot of people's stuff around here. He's a great guy, and he's easy to deal with, and never had any problem with any machine work he's done. It's been phenomenal, you know.
That's right. That's right.
excuse me.
Well, William, you know, to get to go to the racetrack, you got to have some people help you. You've already mentioned a couple of people there, but who are some of the people that help you do the maintenance on the race car and make sure it's ready to go to the racetrack each and every Saturday night?
It's me and Randy Pingin, Freddie Weatherford, and Glenn Burdick. We got a guy named Jeff Nichols. He comes by every now and then. There's a lot of people that help on this car. It's almost like a community piece, man. That's one thing now. I see a lot of people at the track, they don't have any help. We just seem like everywhere we go, we got a crew that's dedicated. And you can't do it without them, you know what I mean? It's one person can drive it. It takes four to make it go, you know?
Oh, no doubt about that. That's what it takes, and you know, you got to have them guys that's willing to dedicate that time and turn the wrenches on the car. And but you also got to have a few sponsors. And looking over your race car, I see you got a few sponsors here in 2017. You want to take a moment and recognize some of those sponsors?
Yes, I would really like to do that, man. Terry Lewis with the Medicap Pharmacy here in my hometown, Donaldson, he's been on the car for, the last 4 or 5 years, and he's been back in the late 90s with the street stock, man. He's a really great guy. And we got Bill Blade Bodybuilders out of Pamplico this year. One of my crew members does some business with those guys, and that guy, Sammy Ard, and he actually sponsored Sam Ard back in the day. And when that came across, I was like, daggone, man, that's pretty cool. This guy helped somebody that was my hero when I was 12 years old. I thought Sam Ard ruled the world, you know, because he did everything himself. But, yeah, that whole group over here at AA Bodybuilders, man, they're awesome, man. They've been good to us. And Aaron Fox, man, he owns several Domino's outlets. I don't know. Aaron's been with us. This will be 5 years. I mean, you can't do without them. Let's see, we got Goods and Gulf Full Service Gas Station. That's Hal Goods, and he races. His son races now. He says he's retired, but his son Hayes races now, and they've been helping us off and on for years. If we ever need anything, we can go to them, or if they ever need something, we got, they'll come by, and we kind of just swap stuff back and forth. But yeah, it's a good thing. We got Bill Al Law Firm. That's a local place here in town. You never know when you're going to need a lawyer. Hopefully we won't ever need one, but they've been good to us. They've been real good to us. And Auto Asset Recovery, that's the guy that lives down the road. He repos cars and what have you. So that's Chris Andrews. He owns that business, man. But we've been blessed with some help now. I tell you what, it's pretty cool, you know.
Well, I guess you guys eat a lot of Domino's pizza then, right?
Yeah, we actually do eat a lot of Domino's pizza, believe it or not. Sometimes so much you don't want to see another one, but it is so good.
Well, I can understand that. I used to have a car, and we were sponsored by Subway, and every Saturday on the way to the racetrack, we stop and we get Subway sandwiches. And you know, after a while, you get, you know, I've had about every sandwich you got on the menu. You know, I need to find another food sponsor, man, so we can find something else to eat.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, Subway, you be eating clean when they drop the green, you know.
That's exactly right. So
heck yeah.
Hey, William, I want to thank you for taking some time and joining us here on the show tonight. And anytime you got a sponsor you want to promote, or you got something you just want to talk about in general, something happened at the racetrack, give me a buzz. Man, we'll talk. We'll get on here.
Hey, that sounds great, man. I appreciate you getting in touch with me and inviting me. I think Jerry Smith is the one who contacted me. I was like, great.
Well, I am Jerry Smith, sir.
Okay, that's who I'm speaking to.
That was Jeff that hooked up the phone call when we first started. He's the producer for the show. So,
And
William, if people want to keep up with what's going on in your racing in 2017, where's the best way for them to get that information?
Probably just to check us out on Facebook, man. I don't have we don't have a website or anything like that. But I mean, you go to our Facebook, it's pretty much like a race page. That's pretty much all it's about, you know. They can just look us up there, William Haney in Darlington, South Carolina. It can get right comical, but we try to keep everything clean. You know, children see this stuff, and your sponsors see it, man. And you want to try to put out a positive vibe, you know, regardless of what's going on. You know,
that's exactly right. Well, yeah. William, again, thank you very much for joining us here on the show. Give me a shout-out if you ever got something you want to talk about. We'll get you back here on the show. And best of luck for the remainder of 2017, and I'm sure I'll see you around the racetrack once my back gets healed up, and I'll come up and shake your hand and introduce myself.
Hey, that sounds great, man. I hope you have a quick recovery on that back surgery, man. Like I said, you get something like that going on, you get pinned to the ground, you don't realize how fragile life is, you know, when you can't move around and do. But I hope you get back on your feet and get pain as soon as possible, man.
All right, appreciate that very much there, William. I want to give a quick rundown for some of the results down at Myrtle Beach Speedway this past weekend. And Whalen Modified Tour, Timmy Salamito was your winner. He was followed by Rob Summers. Andy Seiss was third. Ryan Priest was fourth. And Max Zackham rounded out the top five, and they had 28 modifieds. In the late model stock division, Lee Pulliam was your winner. He was followed by Sam Yarborough, Brian Voss, Justin Milliken and Jeremy McDowell rounded out the top five, and they had 23 late models. In the Charger division, William Haney, our guest tonight, was your winner. Second place was Joe Armakovich. Third was Lyle Roberts. Fourth was Kevin Barnhill. Fifth was Eric Joyner, and they had 12 Chargers. In the mini stocks, Willie Fulford was your winner, followed by Adam Adult, and Lionel Jewell rounded out the four-car field. In the super truck division, Clay Thomas was your winner. Barry Elvis was second. Terry Evans was third. Kerry Lawrence fourth. And Kevin Parsons rounded out the top five, and they had 11 trucks there. I got to give a big shout-out tonight. You know, I always do my military unit of the week, and appreciate Patrick and everything, keeping that going while I was out. But my military unit of the week is the 67 sailors from the USS Gerald R. Ford, an aircraft carrier stationed in Newport News, who volunteered their time to go up and help do various maintenance projects at Langley Speedway this past Friday. What a great, great deal there. You know, these sailors, they're stationed in that area there. They found out that the local racetrack is coming back racing there, and they wanted to do what they could to help out to get this racetrack back and running, ready to open up on April the 1st. Petty Officer First Class Sean Smith was the guy who spearheaded this. Said he could probably get about 25 guys to show up there at the racetrack and do this, and he wound up with 67 sailors serving our country. So really appreciate each and every one of you. So you guys from the USS Gerald R. Ford, you are our military unit of the week. Again, I want to thank everybody who called me, sent me text messages, emails, stopped by and visited while I was down with my back surgery. I'm going to be down for a few more weeks. Again, a big shout-out to Patrick Reynolds and Jeff Gilder for keeping Stars Radio going. It really means a lot, guys. We'll see everybody back here next Monday night for another edition of Stars Radio, your short track auto racing source, a production of Zeus Radio Network or Racers Reunion Radio. Good night and God bless. So tell them how you feel. It's Racers Reunion on Stars Radio.